cocaine is in the building, nigga.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
14 weeks are in the books in the NFL. That means top five, bottom five. We do it every Tuesday. But before we get to our top five, the best of the best so far, still looking for amazing gifts at Total Wine and More. I found the best gifts for everyone on my list, including a single barrel bourbon that my dad's going to love. And with the lowest prices over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21. All right, we get things started. Five all the way to number one. They lost last night, but I kept them in the top five, and that is the Miami Dolphins at five. A lot of it is because some teams kind of let me down this weekend. But listen, I'm a little disappointed in the Dolphins. I mean, even at the beginning of the game, Chris Fowler said, you know, this is a game the Dolphins should take care of business. And the Titans weren't really looking all that good. And to give up 15 points in the final 3 minutes plus of that game was not good. And it was not good the way they couldn't, at home, just hold off a nice lead. But also, you know, Tyreek Hill hurt, came back, it was not a good look for the offense. It has been explosive, but they are still explosive and they still have the potential to do a lot of damage. So Miami is number five.
Yeah, you know what, this week 4 and 5 for me, I feel like I could have put a whole bunch of teams in there.
Yeah,
I really, really had a tough time, but for me, number five, you know, this is where I dropped the Eagles to.
Eagles, okay.
I dropped them all the way down to five. I still think they're one of the elite teams in the NFC. They just haven't, you know, the eye test. We always talk about the eye test. They didn't look good against the Cowboys, and then which reminded me to look back and, like, you know what? They've kind of came on late in a lot of games.
Yeah, they did.
You know, where they've struggled to really win or struggled to blow out a team. Which at this stage you would kind of expect, like, your elite team to just march in and just blow out a team that's inferior to them. In fact, I mean, we all know one of their losses was to the Jets during a time when the Jets weren't making any sense to us. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, the eye test, they're not really passing it. I don't know how long they're going to remain in the top five when you start seeing these other teams creeping up.
I put Philadelphia at four. I'm with you. I'm not impressed so far. Here's the thing. They've lost back-to-back games to two teams they absolutely are going to have to go through in the playoffs. At least one, unless one of them gets knocked out by somebody else. But these are the three best teams in the NFC, and they got blown out by both of them in back-to-back weeks. But here's the other thing. Prior to that loss to San Francisco, they played a game against Dallas in which the Cowboys left feeling like they left too much on the field and lost. Kansas City, where they were a catch away, a dropped pass. Marquez Valdez-Scantling has it in his hands, and he drops it. And they win. They escape Arrowhead with the win. Buffalo, again, same thing. Felt like they just blew it at the end. Didn't have the teams are playing them in a way that is giving them hope, and it's because they're in too many close games. And you're right with the eye test. Are they still dangerous? Of course, they're still dangerous. Yes.
Yeah.
They're only 10-3. It's not like they're, you know, falling down to 7-8 or 7-6. They are still dangerous, but they're not playing good right now.
No, and that's why, I mean, yeah, I have them at five. But at number four, this is where I have the Dolphins.
All right, so we flipped them around.
We just flip-flop them. Because I think at this stage right now, even though the Eagles, you know, Eagles were able to handle the Dolphins back, what was that, weeks, whatever, a few weeks back, I think the Dolphins could beat the Eagles right now.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins could.
I like their offense. I think they're playing much better on defense. And that's why I gave them a little extra nod over the Eagles. The problem I had with last night was, Tyreek Hill was hurt, so there was a big ineffectiveness. Some of the play calling was kind of choice, especially on that final drive. You ran two running plays when you really need to get down the field. I didn't agree with that. And then you're just punting it right back to him, and the defense was gassed. You needed to give him more than just 3.5 plays.
Yeah, I know injuries were piling up on them last night. I get it. I give them a little pass for that, but you're right. Some of the play calling wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Titans did take advantage of some of the players that were injured and left. Number three for me, this is where I put Baltimore. 10-3. Same thing.
I think our top three are probably identical.
Probably the same, yeah. is where I put Baltimore, 10-3. And you know what? The big question about Baltimore over the last couple of years has been Lamar Jackson in December because he's not around. Well, now he's around, and we'll see, hopefully, knock on wood for the Ravens, that he is around for the rest of the season. And listen, that's been the case the last 2 years,
and
it hasn't been.
And I want to give you credit. I want to give you credit because you said this last week on Friday when we were going over the games. You know, the Rams are a tricky team.
They are.
You know, they're not the walkover team that they were last year. Last year, you kind of felt like they were more of a walkover team. Early on this season, you kind of felt like they were a walkover team. This Rams team is here to play. And the fact that, you know, they gave Baltimore a good fight, but Baltimore was still able to win, albeit, you know, a punt return walk-off, you know, which we don't get to see every day. This is the top team in the AFC right now.
Yeah, I agree. And they're playing very well. And again, the Rams are healthy, and they're healthy at the right time. They had so many receivers out, in and out of their lineup. Now they're healthy at the right time. But the Ravens still pulled it off. 10-3, they're the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
All right, number two, we probably have the same. I put Dallas there. Dallas there, too. They're red hot. They're now winning. They're winning all their games at home, and they're winning all their games at home by a mile. They do have two tough road games coming up, at Buffalo, at Miami, that'll say a lot about where this team is when they leave Dallas.
Although, I mean, if it's the Miami team that showed up yesterday, Cowboys are going to have no issues with that team whatsoever.
Right,
because, you know, the offensive line was not doing any help for Tua. And the Cowboys right now on defense would eat that up, alive.
They score a ton of points. They really can score a ton of points. And so that's the thing about the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott's playing at an MVP level. In fact, he is the betting favorite to win the MVP as of right now. That obviously is subject to change. He is utilizing, I'm not going to say it's the most impressive wide receiver core, but CeeDee Lamb is playing extremely well. And Brandon Cooks is playing good, too, and Ferguson. They're utilizing all their weapons, and Tony Pollard running the ball. He doesn't break 100. They don't need to because they like to throw all the time, so that nonsense about running the ball constantly is done. Their defense is solid. Again, a lot of things to like about the Cowboys. I get it if you want to hold back on it because we've had discussions about Dallas like this before, only for them to lose immediately in the playoffs. But right now, they're number two.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's why I have them as well, number two. It's just, they're only number two. They would be number one, I think, but it's just that this number one team manhandled them.
And back in week nine? Yeah, not too, five.
Not too long ago. Still very recent memory for us. And that's why I just... You know, the Cowboys just will not get that edge. And I'm curious about playoff Cowboys.
I am, too.
You know, I have no doubt they're going to make the playoffs now. That's, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. They're making the playoffs. I'm just curious to see what's going to happen.
San Francisco at number one at 10-3. They won five straight. And, you know, even when they lost three in a row and they lost three for the injuries and got the players back, it is a no-brainer. Find me a more complete team on both sides of the ball than San Francisco.
You can't.
You're not going to find it.
No, I mean, even like with the Seahawks this past weekend, you know, the game, they struggled a little bit. And then they found it like, oh, wait, we're the Niners. What are we doing, guys? And then just turned it right on and just took off.
That game coming up on Monday, on Christmas night against Baltimore, is going to be so good.
Well,
if everyone's healthy.
Will Jim Harbaugh be in attendance?
Yeah, that's a good question. Will Jim Harbaugh be in attendance? That's a good question.
It's family. I know
He's got a game coming up.
But, I mean, you know, it's family time. There's kind of a history there. Would he root for brother or his former team?
Christmas at Levi's Stadium for 49ers-Ravens.
Yeah, no, I like that.
That's a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
Buck and Aikman working on Christmas Day. God bless them. But, yeah, they got Arizona, Baltimore, Washington, and the Rams to close out the season. Now, these are all, I mean, you know, to say that they should beat every team is because they should beat every team.
Yeah, no, they should finish.
You got them sitting at number one.
You know,
they probably won't. They'll probably finish 3-1.
You think so? Who's the one?
I mean, they could, Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Sure.
That may be the
only
one.
I'm not saying Baltimore's going to win.
No,
I'm just saying
that,
I'm not going to go 4-0 with Baltimore on the schedule.
Yeah, that's the only one I would give them to is that, you know, that one will be the tough one. But they are playing at home.
They are playing at home, so. But no, the other games, unless they throw up on themselves against Washington, they're not going to lose these games.
I've never really heard of like true home field advantage at Levi's Stadium. So
no, I haven't either.
But
just
yeah.
that the 49ers are really good. That's the advantage.
I mean, it is. It's unfair. Yeah.
It's not like Arrowhead.
How good they are because, you know, it's. When I was watching the game, because, you know, that was in one of the national games, and, you know, obviously I had it. Deebo Samuel was going off, but then all of a sudden you look at the stat sheet, like, oh, look, Brandon Ayuk has like 130 receiving yards. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey, I mean, he's there. He wasn't as much of a factor. And George Kittle, we know he's a good, great tight end. He's fine playing fourth fiddle on this team.
Do you think the Washington Commanders, when they meet the Niners on the 31st, will, like, the players go up to Chase Young to say hi, and they say to him, you just look so happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm happy.
What's your secret?
I'll be playing in January. All right, worst of the worst, coming up, the bottom five after 14 weeks in the NFL as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Glad you can be with us.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is where we get, well, the worst of the teams. We just did top five, now it's time for bottom five. After 14 weeks in the NFL, for a lot of reasons, we may put teams in bottom five. But here we go, from 28 all the way to 32, and I'll start with 28. And even though right now, today, if the NFL stopped playing football games, this team would be in the playoffs, I had to put them in the bottom five, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because right now, they stink really, really bad. They lost two games at home to two teams that entered the game with two wins. And they did it in a span of 5 days. They literally were 6-3 at one point this season. 6-3. But they've now lost three of their last four games, and they're now 7-6. You know who else is 7-6 in the AFC? Pretty much everybody. So the Steelers have not separated themselves. Now, they got some tiebreakers against teams. But with Mitch Trubisky, there's really no indication that against Seattle and Cincinnati this weekend in Indianapolis, that they're going to win enough games to close out strong to solidify that playoff spot. Mike Tomlin is a coach that people don't like criticizing. They always bring you the caveat before they criticize him, but, you know, he always has a winning record. But it is time to say it doesn't look like he's got control of this team. It's okay to say that and still give credit to what he's accomplished. Because right now they are a mess. Pittsburgh is at 28.
I you know, kudos to you for doing that.
Yeah.
I don't have them in my bottom five. But,
why? Because they're a playoff team today?
Well, yeah, but also I went in other routes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but I do appreciate that, you know. I think that's I can understand the upsetness.
Yeah.
Because for this week and this week only, left that other team off the ballot, the Patriots. I did not put them in my bottom five.
Yeah, I didn't either. For winning that game on Thursday night, I took them off my bottom five.
Oh, mine was because I have nothing new to say about them.
Right, true.
So, I went other routes. Number 28 for me, despite their big win, Tony, on Sunday... This is where I put the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. I almost put them there. I almost put them there.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Three. All you can get was 3 points. But you won. So
you won.
I don't even know what to say about that.
In an indoor game.
Indoor game.
Yep.
You guys were able to only get 3 points on the board, yet you guys won. That alone, you know, is why you're at the top of the bottom five list.
Probably maybe going to the playoffs. It's funny, though, how the Josh Dobbs train has sort of derailed a bit, hasn't it?
Josh Dobbs train? Was anyone ever on that train?
Yeah, was anybody ever on that?
Did he have a nickname? I don't remember his nickname anymore either.
Yeah, everybody loves it. That's why I was saying, be careful with Tommy DeVito. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
And then people go, yeah, I get it. It was like Tebow, man. What Tommy DeVito is doing is very much like Tebow without the college hype. Like, just winning games and everyone's going, what the heck? I can't believe this. How is he doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. 29, this is where I put the Chargers. They've lost four of their last five, and I love his name, but I don't really want to see Easton Stick on Thursday night play quarterback in the National Football League. But it's just disappointing because I was going through, I found it in my desk the other day, and it was our picks, preseason picks.
Yeah.
That I've sort of kept. We both had the Chargers going far, and you had them winning the division, and I think I had them close. You know, and it's like, yeah, they should be winning the division. They should be in the running. If there is a team in the AFC West that should have benefited from the fact that Kansas City's not quite Kansas City-like, it's the Chargers, but it isn't. It's the Broncos. The Broncos are the ones that are licking their chops.
Yeah.
And waiting for an opportunity to strike. It's not this team that it should have been. This should have been an 8-5 team hovering around going, we'll take it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. And if you keep screwing up, we'll take it. But they're not. They're not. It's unfortunate. And they need to make it attractive enough for a brand new coach.
I'm holding off right now.
Okay.
Number 29 for me. This is where I put the Raiders.
I put the Raiders at 30, so we'll double dip.
And the reason why I put the Raiders at 29 was, first of all, I can't put you ahead of the Vikings. You lost to the Vikings.
Right.
But I will give it to you that you held your opponent to 3 points.
Hey, well done.
Indoors. I mean, that's why you're not lower in this bottom five.
Right.
Is that you held your opponent to 3 points, which is better than most other teams did this past week. The fact was, though, is that you couldn't score one. Couldn't even get one. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I know it's impossible to get one, but you should have found a way to at least get one.
Devontae Adams went from, at the beginning of the season, to really angry and ticked off, to happy, to back to being ticked off again.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone this complete...
Bipolar.
Yeah.
That's the way to describe it. It's bipolar.
And you only have 53 yards receiving in a 3-0 football game. I guess I'd be mad, too.
Again, 3-0 indoors.
Yeah. Indoors.
How is that even possible?
That game should have been... That game, if that was played on Jupiter, they would have scored more points.
Yes, they would have.
Right? With the gravity so heavy.
If they played underwater.
Yeah, they could have scored more points.
They would have scored more points.
I don't understand how you get 3-0 inside an indoor stadium that's built for speed and built for... No elements, no crazy wind, no beating sun, no snow and ice,
rain. And the problem that I have is that It wasn't like an amazing defensive game.
No.
That's the thing. It was just
stunk at football.
Two teams that were just, did not feel like playing Sunday.
Yeah, so that's why the Raiders are 30 for me.
Number 30 for me, this is where I put the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah, they came eerily close. They would have been, could have been the first team eliminated on their bye week in God knows how long. I can't remember the last time that happened. But it was a long, long time ago. And so they could have been one of those teams that was eliminated during their bye week this past week.
Yeah.
And so, this season, you've shown signs of life now with Kyler Murray being back in the fold and, things are kind of clicking, but, the season's done.
Well, number 31 for me, I put Washington. The reason I don't put
I'll piggyback with you because I have 31 with Washington as well.
And here's the thing. I had Washington / Arizona, but then I crossed off Arizona. And the reason I crossed off Arizona was because Arizona had a bye week. And so the last thing I saw them do was beat the Steelers at Acrisure Stadium.
Okay. Yeah.
So I said, you know what? You didn't do anything this weekend to make me judge you. And the last thing I saw was you beating Pittsburgh. So how about I just give you a break this one? I'll keep you off the bottom five. And welcome back this coming weekend when you play San Francisco. But Washington also had a bye week.
Yes.
But I'm going to punish Washington because they really are bad.
They really are. And I loved what, the vision that you put into my head with the Niners playing the Commanders and the Commanders walking over to Chase Young. And going, you got room for one more?
Yeah. You seem so light. You seem so happy.
It's
a joy and a glow on your face. What could it possibly be? Having a complete football team with an offense that works so defensively you're not struggling on a daily basis?
Yeah. Do you think he ever goes to him and says, listen, guys, I don't play that much anymore.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm never double teamed because they can't. Because, if they double-team me, that means that, the other guy on the far side, you may have heard of him, Nick Bosa, is single-teamed. And
he gets run.
Yeah. So they
Washington is giving up 30 points a game.
Could we get another 70-point game? When that time comes.
Yeah, right. They're giving out 30 points. I mean, sweet Lord.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Commanders at 31
Commanders
for me.
Commanders at 31. And then the last team for me is Carolina. And this is, again, this is low-hanging fruit. But they're not even trying. Like, they're just showing up and going through the motions now.
Yeah.
Chris Tabor doesn't really want the job. Bryce Young doesn't even know if he's a good quarterback or going to be a good quarterback. The team just shows up. It's like you want to believe that any given Sunday, any one team can beat you, but not this team. This team is stinks. If you play this team, you're going to win. You're going to win. And we don't have a Vanderbilt in the NFL. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to have a league that even if you are 1-11 or 1-10 or 1-8 or whatever it is, you give up a fight and you go, oh, wow, they shocked us. They played well this one week. They're losing games. They haven't scored over 20 points in the last 7 games. And most of their points are 13, 10, 6, things like that. They're not even trying.
No,
I'm punishing Carolina at 37.
You know what? I mean, I left the Panthers and the Patriots off because my list.
Yeah, low-hanging fruit. I get it.
My list, I think, really is probably 26 to 30. You know, because they are 31 and 32. It's, you know, I mean, Panthers, Patriots, I almost combine them as one because they both have been eliminated from playoff contention. But again, it was like, well, yeah, we kind of knew that, you know, 7 weeks ago that they were eliminated from playoff contention. 32 for me. This is where I put the Chargers. Dice. Done. Stick a fork in them. Shut it all down. You know, just all of them. I don't want Justin Herbert to come back. Rest Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen, I don't care how many more records you break. It was fun while it lasted. Shut it all down.
Good for you, man.
Done for the season.
All right, that is top five and bottom five as we continue. It's Wake Up Call. Very passionate. I love it.